The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. For $500 and the game, who can tell me what important piece of information is contained in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20? Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20. No, no takers? Well, I guess I'm taking the $500 home with me. In it, St. Paul says, and this is very important for our holiday weekend, really, he says, we are citizens of heaven. So remember that, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. We are citizens of heaven. That's our true homeland. So even as we celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July, American Independence Day, we have to keep remembering first and last, we are citizens of heaven. So how does that impact our citizenship in this country? And you can be a very good citizen of the United States, but a very bad citizen of heaven. But if you're a really good citizen of heaven, you're going to be a great citizen of any country, whether it's the United States or Great Britain or France or China, whatever. So as Christians, we're called to keep coming back to our true homeland, our true citizenship, and what that means. And really, for us Christians, we have an Independence Day, although maybe we should say it's a Freedom Day, and it really involves two events. They weren't directly one after the other, but those two events were the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Through his death and resurrection, we have been freed. Not from earthly powers, they never really had power over us, but we have been freed from the power of sin and death. That's something that no government could possibly do. It was Jesus who did that. And because we are citizens of heaven, we inherit all those wonderful things that Jesus wants to give us as citizens of heaven. So right there, we have to keep remembering, no matter what's going on in the world, nothing has power over us. We are truly free. That's real freedom. Not freedom to do what we want, but rather freedom to do what God calls us to do. And we have a Declaration of Independence. We have a Constitution. It's really the Bible, the teachings of the Church. Those are our documents. Those are the ones we're called to look to each and every day and to remind ourselves, this is who we are, so that we don't get pulled in to the culture, the worst of the culture, but rather we try to anoint the culture with the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's very radical. It's very different. We have a tendency to get angry, to get upset, to get depressed, because what we see out there in our political situation, it has nothing really to do with Christ Jesus. Yes, people may say, well, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord. But if we look out there, what's going on? Are we seeing people truly being made free, free from fear, free from stuff that gets in the way of our being generous to other people, freedom from worry that someone's going to hurt me or kill me? That's the real freedom that God has given to us. But do we recognize that as a huge, wonderful gift that we in turn are called to use each and every day to proclaim the gospel and to go forth and tell other people, God has, through his death and resurrection, freed you from all earthly powers. There's nothing to worry about. Therefore, go forth and be a disciple of the Lord. So when Paul tells us that we are both spirit and flesh, he's not saying one is bad, one is better, but we're not beholden to the flesh. We don't have to give in to, let's say, certain things that the flesh wants us to give in to, let's say, a comfort, convenience, a sexual gratification, whatever. We don't need to. We can use the body appropriately as a wonderful, gracious gift from God so that we can truly live the gospel, because we have implanted in us the Spirit of God. He is with us at all times. And I've said this before, when we receive communion, we have implanted in our flesh and blood the very flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't just disappear. It doesn't just get into our digestive tract and disappear. It's there. We are citizens of heaven. We are bearers of Jesus Christ each and every day. So again, we need to go back to our roots, our constitution, our foundation, our citizenship, and ask ourselves each day, are we being, number one, good citizens of heaven? Really bestowing on the world the goodness of God through our words and through our actions? Are we taking the word of God? And I said this a couple of weeks ago, evangelicals do it better because they know the scriptures better than we do. But to take the word of God as we find it in scripture and use it to anoint the world, use it to bless the world, use it to grab the world's attention and say, wait a minute, that's not the way. This is the way, or I should say, he is the way, Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we have a wonderful celebration each year of our Day of Independence. It's the Triduum, the days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. Those really are our Independence Days, our Freedom Days. And as citizens of heaven, we're called to celebrate them every day, not just one time during the year, but every single day. And to remind ourselves, we are here to free other people as well. Free people from slavery to sin, slavery to fear, slavery to selfishness, all those things that God says, turn away from them because they will not lead you to heaven. And again, as Jesus tells us, this can be tiring. Certainly it's tiring. What must it have been for Jesus to deal with these apostles who didn't quite get it and other people who got in his way, and yet he was very meek and humble of heart? That's what we're called to be, meek and humble, not to be yelling and screaming, but to gently say to others, I know where the truth is, and the truth is Jesus Christ. And when we ask for rest, God will give it to us, but we also have to play our part. We have to literally sit down and rest in the Spirit of the Lord so that we can be replenished ourselves and refreshed in order to go forth and proclaim the gospel better and better. So as we ask the Lord to bless our country, and we should do that every day, bless our rulers, bless everyone, ask God to change the hearts of all people, including ourselves, so that we can better see the goodness of God in the world. We're called to be those missionaries, those disciples, those apostles, modern-day apostles, to go out and say, your real citizenship is in heaven. Did you know that? And how are you living that citizenship each and every day? So here we are to remember our own citizenship in heaven. And again, remember, it's Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. I will quiz you in the future on this, so don't disappoint me. Philippians 3:20. We are really citizens of heaven. And again, as we are told, we're already seated at the right hand of the Father in the throne occupied by Jesus Christ. So we need to keep remembering that. So as we are nourished by the word of God, the body and blood of Christ, let's remember who we are and go forth and proclaim that word, proclaim the power of that word, proclaim the freedom that God wants for everybody, because that is our call as citizens of heaven.